Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite Netflix original series.
Netflix might be the greatest thing ever.
Netflix is killing it.
I don't have cable. We have an antenna and I can watch a little television there. And I don't have any other streaming services.
Yeah.
So Netflix is like all I watch. And I'm fine with that because there's so much good programming on there.
Yeah, and I'm on the opposite end where I have TV and multiple streaming services, and Netflix is still the one I watch most heavily by far and enjoy the most, so.
Should we get into our lists?
Yeah, let's do it.
My number five is Atypical.
This is on my list.
We'll come back to it.
Okay. My number five is Daredevil. Have you ever seen any of this?
I haven't.
It's Marvel. Netflix did a series about the superhero Daredevil and did it so incredibly well. Hmm. I watched this with my husband. He got me into it. I probably wouldn't have watched it on my own, but then as soon as I saw an episode, I was completely hooked. So you follow Matt Murdock, who is Daredevil, and he is played by Charlie Cox, who does it so incredibly well. And if you don't know the story much, basically his day job is a lawyer, and he really wants to believe in the justice system and everything, but then at night he fights crime in New York. But as a child, he was in an accident and lost his sight, so that's kind of his superpowers, that he has these heightened senses in other ways and is able to kind of fight crime that way. So it's just super, super cool and really well done and really, really well acted. And there's crossover with Punisher, which is another Netflix original series that didn't make my list, but is also worth mentioning.
But yeah, didn't Netflix do a whole series of Marvel shows as Netflix original
series?
They
did, yeah, and they're all incredible from what I probably have missed some of them, but the ones I've seen, they did so well. But Daredevil's just really cool. There are two seasons out. It started in 2015, and the third season should actually be airing this year, so I'm pretty excited for that.
Cool.
But that's my number five.
My number four is Dark.
I have not seen this.
It is so good.
Really?
Dark is a foreign language show, so it is entirely in German, and you can watch it on Netflix either with subtitles or you can watch it dubbed over in English. I highly recommend watching it with the subtitles. It is a science fiction show, I guess you would say, and it kind of explores this small town and kind of the disappearance of these kids. But it only has one season out right now, but it was renewed for a second season. This came out toward the end of last year, and I actually probably would have had it on my best of 2017 list had I watched it before we recorded that episode. I watched this, I think, over Christmas break. It's just incredible. I recommend watching it in German with the subtitles because the acting is just so strong, and the intensity with which the actors deliver their lines, I think, is a little lost when you're watching the dubbed version.
Yeah.
But it's just really, really good. It's dark and smart and interesting and feels like original and cool and also in some ways familiar. Mm. When it was recommended to me, I had some people tell me like, oh, it's kind of like Stranger Things, but like very dark and more serious and more like bleak and ominous. And that's accurate in some ways. It follows a largely like teenage cast and in this small town and their mysterious disappearance of kids. But that's kind of where the similarities stop.
Yeah.
But it's just awesome. Hmm. I highly, highly recommend it.
That's cool. My number four is Series of Unfortunate Events.
I like this one.
I do too. I really like it. So Neil Patrick Harris plays Count Olaf. It came out in 2017, and it is the story of the Series of Unfortunate Events books, basically. There's been a movie done on it as well. I enjoy it. Every aspect of Series of Unfortunate Events. I like the movie, I read the books and enjoyed them a lot, and I like the show. I just think they did this so well. I do think Neil Patrick Harris plays this part well. He's so over the top, but that's totally how Count Olaf is supposed to be.
Right.
So yeah, like I said, the first season came out in 2017, and the second season's actually coming out at the end of this month, and I'm really excited for it. So, but I enjoy the music and kind of the dreary way it was filmed and things like that. I just think they did a really good job with it. So
my number three is BoJack Horseman.
I love this show.
I barely didn't
make my list, but it is so good.
This is one show that my wife and I have consistently watched together since the beginning. And a lot of times we have a hard time doing that because I want to watch shows really fast and she wants to watch shows like one episode at a time and savor them. So we don't always do that, but BoJack Horseman is a show that we both like a lot, and so we'll watch it together. It is 4 seasons. It started in 2014. And BoJack Horseman is a very strange show, if you have not seen it.
It is.
It is an animated show starring Will Arnett. It has a lot of big voice acting parts, actually. Alison Brie and Amy Sedaris are a couple of the other main characters. And this show features a horse who is kind of anthropomorphized, I guess would be the term. He has a horse head, but essentially a human body, kind of. And the whole show is filled with animal people, kind of, but then also human people.
Yeah.
That all interact in like a totally normal way, at least within the world of the show.
Right.
And he is a former sitcom star, and his show was a big hit, and then now he's kind of a washed up guy in Hollywood. It's really, really funny and very specific. It feels like a very unique show.
Yeah.
It also is really, really dark and pretty heavy, and they go through a lot of, you know, pretty adult themes, and I feel like sometimes they get away with it because it's animated and because it's so crazy that, like, you have these really adult-heavy themes, and then you have, like, a pun about one of the animal people happening at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's just a really funny show, but it's also really smart and really well written, I think. And I just like it a lot.
Yeah, that's a great one. I love that show. My number three is Jessica Jones. So I ended up with two Marvel.
Shows. I've heard really good things about this one.
This show is incredible. And it's Kristen Ritter plays Jessica Jones, oh, who really? I love.
I really like her, too. Don't trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine better casting. I just don't think anyone else could have played the part as well as she does. It, to me, is on the darker side of Marvel stuff just because the character of Jessica Jones is kind of a sad one. She's had a really hard life and lost her parents really young and struggles with alcohol abuse. So it's a little bit heavier than some superhero shows, but she just plays it so incredibly well. So the first season came out in 2015, and the second season just came out. So I actually haven't started the second season yet, but I'm really excited to start it.
Nice. I think I saw some post or something where they're saying that the entire second season was directed, each episode was directed by a female director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because she's such a powerful female character, so.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that kind of adds to it. David Tennant plays the villain in the first season, which is Purple Man. Doesn't sound super intimidating, but it's just an awesome show. I really like it.
I'll have to check that one out.
You really should. I mean, out of superhero stuff, I really think you'd enjoy it.
My number two is Stranger Things.
This is on my list.
Sorry.
That's okay.
We'll come back to it.
Okay. My number two is Atypical.
Nice.
So
okay,
we can talk about this.
So we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
We talked about Atypical before, actually. It was on my 2017 list, so that was episode 28.
Yeah.
But this show is just so great.
It is so good.
I'm really excited for the second season of this to come out.
Me too. I cannot wait.
And so it stars Keir Gilchrist. He plays the main character and then kind of centers around him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Michael Rapaport as the dad.
Me too.
He's so good.
That is what I had written down as well. I just love him in this show and his character and how well he plays it.
Ah, he does such a great job in this.
Yeah. He couldn't be more likable in this show.
Yeah.
And you just root for him so much.
Totally. And it's just a hard position as a dad. You totally see kind of what he's going through there.
Yeah. I think this show does a really good job of balancing some really sad and hard but realistic topics, but also comedic relief in a really smart way.
Yeah.
It's just a really, really good show. I love it.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to season two.
Yes.
For sure.
But that's my number two.
My number one is Master of None.
I still have not seen this show. I know you've told me I need to watch it.
You have to watch it. And you have to watch it because I know you like Aziz Ansari.
I do. I love him.
This is basically his brainchild, and there are other people involved in the creation, but he plays Dev, the main character, which kind of certain similarities to Aziz himself.
Yeah.
Draws inspiration from his own life, obviously. But it's kind of him and his friend group and just sort of him figuring out life as a, like, 30-something in New York or whatever. And it's so smart and so funny and so unique. Like, the voice of Master of None just doesn't feel like any other show that I've seen.
Huh.
The way that the episodes are structured. In season two, you start to get a little bit more of kind of a linear storyline to follow that stretches out throughout multiple episodes. But in season one in particular, there are several just kind of standalone episodes where you could take that episode by itself and not even necessarily need to take it as part of the series, which is a kind of unique thing, I think.
Yeah.
Usually an episode taken out of context is going to not make a lot of sense.
Right.
But they do it so well where there are certain episodes that you could watch standalone by themselves and it would be just as enjoyable as watching it in order.
Is it a comedy?
It's just so good. It's a comedy. It's for sure a comedy.
Yeah.
But it's also fairly dramatic comedy. Mm-hmm. So it deals with romance and, I guess, relationship issues and
right.
things like that in a way that is serious, but yeah, still comedic. There's mm-hmm. a lot of really funny parts in it. Eric Wareheim plays one of Aziza's best friends in the show. And
nice.
He is so funny, and their dynamic together is just really funny.
Yeah.
This is a great show. You really need to watch it, because I really think you're going to like it.
I think I will, too. I definitely need to check it out.
So, that was my number one.
My number one is Stranger Things, so we can come back to it from your list as well.
Have you guys heard of Stranger Things?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard of this little show. It's not very popular.
Of course, two seasons of Stranger Things out now.
Yes, and we actually talked about the second season on episode 28 as well. It was on my list for things of 2017, so coming around again, but Stranger Things is so incredible.
It's great.
I mean, there's a reason that it has such a cult following pretty much immediately. Winona Ryder as Joyce, I think she does an incredible job.
Yeah, she is really
good. I've heard a lot of people say that she kind of maybe overacted a little bit.
No, I like how like manic she seems.
Same. I think it completely plays into her character and
yeah.
how you would probably be in that situation as a mom.
And I like Winona Ryder.
I do too. She's talented.
Yeah, and she's cool.
And Millie Bobby Brown is so incredible as Eleven.
It's crazy to me the like breakout star aspect of all the kids in that show.
Yeah.
I mean, especially her. But all of them, like, it's kind of crazy how they have this sort of phenomenon thing going where you see them on all kinds of
yeah.
stuff and, like, teen kids are obsessed with mm-hmm. all of them. It's kind of like watching the cast of Harry Potter back in the day.
Yeah.
When they just became, like, so huge
yeah.
off of those roles. And it just feels kind of like
That's
that.
That's a good comparison. Finn Wolfhard, who plays Mike on Stranger Things, has also, I mean, like you said, Millie Bobby Brown is probably kind of the biggest breakout, but he's also been huge and
yeah,
has
sure.
gotten more roles and is really making a name for himself. And
I think I just heard the other day that he has a band now or something.
Yeah, well, he's a musician and very talented and is a big fan of Mac DeMarco and ended up on stage at one of his shows playing
crazy.
With him, which is crazy.
Yeah,
but
that's
he is really talented. With music as well, so and so is Millie Bobby Brown. So
I think I saw, it was probably on the after show, but I think I saw with Finn that his audition that he did was basically a taped audition, and he was like sick at home sitting in
yep.
his bed for his audition.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. And then he was a big role in It that just came out recently too.
Mm.
So I know that was pretty big for him too. But yeah, I mean, they've all just made such a name for themselves from just showing their talent in the show. It's really cool to see. But yeah, I just think Stranger Things is done really, really well and such a cool show that just grabs you right away.
It's a great show. If you're the only person out there who hasn't watched Stranger Things yet,
you really should.
Yeah, sit down for this weekend and you can knock out both seasons.
Yep.
So that was our top five Netflix original series list. Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to that list, and hopefully you guys will let us know what some of your favorites are. We always love that feedback, and we haven't mentioned that in a while, but if you want to let us know what some of the items from your list might have been, reach out to us on Twitter. We are at BSL Podcast, or on Instagram, we're at Brother Sister Lister, and you can use the hashtag Brother Sister Lister.
Yeah, and if you've missed any of our past episodes, you can check those out on brothersisterlister.com. You'll see all of our past shows, and we have show notes on every episode, too. So there's some cool stuff there, links to some of the things we talk about, videos and stuff like that. So we'd love for you guys to kind of check out the site and interact with all of that. And we would also love it if you would subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. We do new episodes every week, and we would love for you to join us.
And if you're enjoying the show, make sure that you leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps so much, and it would really be appreciated. And in the real world, if you want to tell a friend about the show, that's always appreciated as well.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening, and until next week, call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.
Bye.